Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're an NFL fan, this is probably your favorite week of the year, and it's kicking off with Monday Night Football concluding Week 11 with the Chiefs and the Eagles, a Super Bowl rematch. Guys, been waiting all season for this game. But before all that, let's look at the top 10 players going up from yesterday's game to Thursday night's game, and let's look at the honorable mentions. Let's look at all the player performance and how that's correlated with the eBay sold data for the football card market. Let's dig in. Number one has got to be Brock Purdy, guys, because Purdy's the first 49er to have a perfect passer rating in a game since 1989. He threw for 333 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a perfect 158.3 passer rating. 49ers get another big win. That is now 2 in a row for them. They're 7-3, and they have the Seahawks and Eagles, and then the Seahawks again upcoming. And let's kick it off with that Brock Purdy base market here. We have a Black Prism from Chronicles sold for $35 and they buy it now today. Then you also have a Purple Shock, which is a pretty common parallel from Optic that sold for $50 plus $7 shipping from Canada. You also had an auction of that card in a PSA 9 condition ending for $81 yesterday on game day. PSA 10 selling for $330. And if you look at the one-year chart for that Purple Shock PSA 10, it only has a population of 171, 22% grade rate of a raw to PSA 10 conversion. And you can see, yes, there was a little dip there in those 3 games in a row when Purdy was losing and throwing some turnovers, but that card didn't really dip that much. In fact, you know, you're still seeing at 319, 330, and the all-time high was 455, 405. You had a couple of those there after the first 3 weeks of the season. But that card is still doing really well compared to the August transactions of that card. Wow, somebody got a steal back before the season. Still up almost 300% there if you look at before the season to now. You see a similar trend for the Raw. However, the Raw card is only up twice as much as what it was before the season. Look at this August 31st Purple Shock for $25 plus $5 shipping, another $25 plus $5. Those are the lowest you'll find on those cards Raw, and now they're about $50. See about the same thing for that Raw Black Prism, about $13 right at the beginning of the season before it started, sometimes even lower. Now that card's about $25 to $30. Apparently there was a 2022 Leaf Pro Set Brock Purdy Pro Gym Mint, some grading company nobody's ever heard of, that sold for $1 million on October 5th. But we all know that is as bogus of a transaction as you could probably get. That is wild. Now, this one, on the other hand, is legitimately his largest transaction from yesterday on game day. It was an auction for National Treasures here, serial numbered out of 99, RPA, PSA 9, Auto 10. Pop 1, of course, super rare card, closed for $9,000 in auction. Now, if you want to find the lowest transaction on a National Treasures out of 99 for Brock Purdy, well, like we said, that's going to be back at the beginning of the season or before the season started, when there's a lot of question marks around the health of his elbow and how good he would actually be in his second year if he was a Cinderella story. This card closed for $1,925. A little upgrade on the other one with it in the PSA slab 9-10 auto, but this card is still very nice. Serial number, it still has the brand recognition, everything else. So looking at a really, really solid increase there Or you could reference this one, which is the exact same car, just a different serial number sequence from that set and that card. Goes for $7,200 in a DC Sports 87 auction on September 2nd. Compared to the $9,000 today. Number two this week is going to be Brock Purdy's stackmate. It's going to be Brandon Ayuk, who went nuclear in this game for 157 yards and a touchdown on just five receptions. Ayuk, another example of why the 2020 draft class may be one of the best ever in the history of the NFL, especially for wide receivers. Look at this event signed Prism Beckett certified autograph, $120. Base honors, PSA 10, $27. That's going to be a typical trend you see for skill position players, especially ultra-modern like this from 2020. A lot of people just gravitate directly towards their rookie autos and more rare serial number cards. They'd rather spend up for that stuff around 100 or close to it versus a base PSA 10 card for around $30. As you can see in this beautiful black prism silver PSA 10, sold game day $32. And in fact, that's close to the 52-week low as skill position players are like a, you know, just a prime candidate that are subject to the midseason dip. It's going to be a little bit reactionary here. You see a buy it now of $100. That was his peak. That was back on October 2nd of this card. So in fact, the $37 snipe this past weekend was pretty solid. But then you find stuff like this Obsidian, Electric Edge, Green Auto out of 50, sealed by Panini, got the rookie auto, got some nice little patching in there, $91 in auction yesterday. Or what about this Optic Holo Auto, on-card rookie auto, 25 out of 99, PSA 10, $250. That's the kind of market for Brandon Ayuk you want to attack ideally. Same thing carries over for CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson might be the only guy that kind of breaks the mold, and you have more quarterback-similar prices on his base PSA 10 type cards. But look at this, XR. XR is one of the lower-tiered sets. Plus, you have plain color patches here, and people are really just chasing this rookie auto, rookie yard shield, serial numbered, out of 149, $71 in auction yesterday. Very impressive. In fact, you can find that same card that closed in auction just 14 days ago, 2 weeks ago. This was the bye week after they were coming off of three losses in a row. This card sold for $24. So effectively, someone was able to triple up on that card in the matter of 2 weeks. And we have Brandon Ayuk's largest transaction from game day is a buy it now. Beautiful spectral, horizontally formatted, serial numbered 4 out of 5, psychedelic parallel here. Great patch, sticker rookie auto, sealed by the breaker there, and $255 in a buy it now. All right, real quick, guys, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football card research and selling tips, parlaying everything we love about NFL sports betting, fantasy football, with the sports card market. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, that bell notification icon, and we're part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. So if you're looking for golf, basketball, baseball, tennis, soccer, all those other sports ranking, check out nooffseason.com. Check out the Sports Card Strategy YouTube channel as well. All right, back to the action. Number three this week, we're giving it to Jaylen Warren, the new RB1 for the Steelers, who went 9 carries for 129 yards and a touchdown. That's 14.3 yards per carry, a long of 74, you can see right here. They still lost to the Browns, but the Steelers are still 6-4. And let's just jump to his biggest transaction today, which is a National Treasures 1 out of 10. They advertise it as gold, but a lot of these National Treasures for Jaylen Warren from last year have the same design and a similar color scheme, color match to the Steelers there. Beautiful card. This is a sticker rookie auto with a rookie card shield. $160, buy it now. But if you go back to just October 30th, you can find that same card that closed in an auction for $41. So someone was able to 4X up on that card in the matter of just 20 days. Now, his biggest transaction from game day was another buy it now. That's how you know he is popping off. That's one of the reasons why he's up here on the top 10 this week at number 3. Plays for the Steelers. Big running back performance. He's just been I am chomping at the bits for this opportunity as well. In fact, Mike Tomlin gave him last week the starting role over Najee Harris because of how well he's been playing. This championship ticket auto out of 49, PSA 10, sold in a buy it now yesterday for $200. Trying to find comps for that card is very difficult, but I do have a $121 raw out of 25. So got about twice the scarcity there on that card. But if we were to go down a little bit, November 5th, PSA 10 base rookie ticket auto, 52. November 5th, there's one that is the blue, closed an auction for 44. And then we have another 49.99. That was yesterday for one bid. So that's a big raw base rookie ticket auto transaction. 49.99 yesterday on game day. If you go back to before the season started, you could have got that card for $10. So that's a big 400 to 500% increase on that card. Look at that. October 1st, 941. October 5th, 950. These are why I consider these cards such a nice sweet spot. Look at that huge increase in the rookie ticket auto for Jaylen Warren after the monster performance. But he's been building up to this for some time. You've had plenty of opportunities. We've talked about him a ton. Jaylen Warren now primetime RB1 for the Steelers. So speaking of the Browns, they're now 7-3. The Jaguars are now 7-3 after a bounce back win. The Lions get another win. They roar on. They're on 8-2. Let me know in the comment section below if you guys predicted this before the season started, because we actually did. Little Pat, you know, we did predict the Jags to lead the AFC South, although it's going to be tight with the Texans. It's kind of, we didn't expect the Texans to be as good as they are. The Lions, we expected to roar, and the Browns, we knew how good they were in the trenches. Even though this division is absolutely loaded, the Browns are still finding a way to win games because of the strength of their defense and their line, the offensive line. So back to the action. Number four this week for me has got to be the rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He looks like the offensive rookie of the year, the rookie of the year overall. This guy throwing dimes out here to Tank Dell. Now, he did struggle in this game. He left momentarily, was up and down a little bit. He threw three interceptions, but he gets the win. 336 passing yards overall, an 85 passer rating. You got people out here buying the most base of base cards for $6 plus $1 shipping. That's $7 out the door for a horizontal NFL debut from Mosaic, or an $80 select draft picks PSA 10. My word. The green horizontal mosaic for $35 in an auction. Prism draft pick silver PSA 10, $400. It also sold raw today for $50. And back on October 3rd, just under 2 months ago, this was an $8 card. So you can see the tremendous 500% increase in that card. His largest transaction from game day, a buy it now, of course, from 2023 Mosaic. It is a black gold serial numbered 4 out of 8 raw, sold for $3,000. Then you had a Topps Now rookie auto. It's going to be one of the few rookie autos, part of his Fanatics exclusive deal. Serial numbered out of 199, PSA 10. Pop of 6, of course, and $3,000 in auction. So let me know in the comment section below, what would you rather have, the Mosaic Gold out of 8 non-auto or the Topps Now in the PSA 10 auto for $3,000? I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments on that one. So at number 5, once again, we're going with the stackmate here. We're going with the rookie wide receiver, Tank Dell, who's just a weapon all over the field. He gets carries. He gets receptions. He goes 8 for 149 yards and 1 touchdown. The Texans have won the last 3 in a row now. They got the Jags upcoming, which is going to be a great statement game this upcoming weekend for the AFC South. Huge game. I think the Texans might be able to beat them. But check out this Tank Dell pink mosaic swirl, serial numbered out of 11. Goes for $338 in auction yesterday. And the beautiful thing is, on Halloween, you could have had the same exact card for $70. And you could have 4X'd your money in just a matter of 20 days. And that wasn't the only transaction. There's another one October 13th for $70 in auction. His second largest transaction from yesterday, a Panini Black, beautiful RPA here, serial numbered out of 15, advertised as the first off the line Ruby Auto RPA, sold for $135, marked down from $200. Hey, and although that person technically made almost a 2.5x on the card, right? They could have got the full 200 probably, but you can see this card sold for $50 back on October 17th. So over double up, could have potentially got the triple or quadruple up. You can see here's another buy it now from November 9th of a similar card that sold for 50. Now, real quick, guys, this is what we folk football cards, 100%. So every week on Friday morning, I release what's called an auction sniper article. If you go back to our week 5, October 6th article, around the same time that those pink swirls were being bought for just a fraction of what they're selling at now, you can see I wrote up Tank Dell. I do a deep dive into his athletic profile, into his numbers, his analysis. I look at the cards for sale. I present several listings and the price points that I would snipe them at. So you can see from the opportunities that I present in this article of how you could have made money, this puts him on the radar. So check out footballcardquest.com. Go premium. Click the Go Premium button in the top right. That'll get you access to this article. But not only that, it'll get you access to our Discord server.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
4/7 talking about these players and the plays that they're making, the sales that they're making. We got flips of the week. We got all kinds of stuff going on in there. And then we've got all kinds of other stuff going on as well. Just like this web app, we're tracking the graded prices. You could also store your collection in here and look at the percentage of exposure. I've got some Trevor Lawrence, some Josh Allen just in here, so you can track how much exposure you have to any specific player, any specific set. You can look at all kinds of stuff in here. You can do all kinds of comparison charts, so you get access to all this stuff as well. And you get a direct line into accelerating your learning curve within the football card market. So check it out, footballcardquest.com, go premium. I'll see you over there. Now back to the action. So speaking of that web app, let's use it to track number 6, and that is Tyreek Hill. And he could probably be up higher, just like looking at the course of the season. This guy's on pace to shatter the receiving yards record this year. He's going to hit well over 2,000, I think, by the end of the season. If you look at this past week, the Dolphins get another win. They kind of win, loss, but they're definitely firmly a playoff team out of that AFC that is very interesting, right? To see the timeline when Rodgers comes back, the Bills get a bounce back win, but are they for real? They fired their offensive coordinator. A lot of people aren't Sean McDermott fans anymore, but the Miami Dolphins are for real here, guys. Tyreek, 10 for 146 yards and a touchdown. They got the Jets coming up on Friday. Super interesting matchup against that Jets defense. Right now, Tyreek leads the league in receiving yards. He's on pace, like I said, to shatter that 2K. Look at some of the trends. We're looking at 180-day trends here, up 50% on the Prizm PSA 10. This is a 2016 card that is now selling for well more than Jared Goff, Dak Prescott. Okay, we got some big prices on wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Just look at that 6-month chart here. Even so, look at the 1-year chart. He's hitting 1-year highs right now in the market. So absolutely going up at a big rate. You look at his buy it now chart. Let's look at his buy it now chart up to 325. Look at the auction chart up to a peak of 239. So that's another indicator of why I prefer selling in a buy it now to capture my best prices. But even just looking at the Optic PSA 10, the Donruss, well, this is Optic and Optic Hollow, actually more popular here than, as you can see, he wasn't printed in the base Donruss from that year. Didn't even get the rated rookie logo. And then the Select up 90% there to a new high of an average average $93. The current trend is $162. My goodness. Including a $200 buy it now Friday, October 3rd, and then you had one yesterday for $150. I'd be holding these for the playoffs for potential MVP candidacy out of Tyreek Hill here. definitely going to break that wide receiver record. And I think you're going to see some huge prices on him going forward into the playoffs. Let's check out the PSA 9. Excuse me. So you can see the PSA 9 charts are up as well, but not quite to the rate of the PSA 10. So some great data we can gather there. Now let's look at the PSA 8. Man, not so much change. Lower populations, of course. Not as much sold data on those. You can see people don't really buy them as much. The Optic Holo, though, definitely has some love. It's one of the most popular cards, if you guys can tell, from 2016 for Tyreek. That Optic Holo up 63%. And you can see October 30th, $350 buy it now compared to a $200 buy it now just a couple days later. So pretty crazy variance there where a seller sold himself short, probably a new listing that someone jumped on like that. So definitely advantageous to have those searches saved. Number 7 for me this week is going to be Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions. He is on pace to finish as a top 10 wide receiver and beat out a bunch of other guys, including guys like Davante Adams. The Lions getting a big win here, going 8-2. Huge pace. Jahmyr Gibbs got a touchdown. David Montgomery got a touchdown. But Amon-Ra St. Brown has been so good at route running this year. 8 receptions for 77 yards and a touchdown in this game. Super clutch for the team. You can see it once again. There's a big focus and disparity between rookie autos and serial numbered cards and then base cards. As you can see, base prism, $1.50. But you look at something like this from Illusions, which I have ranked below Mosaic at just above XR. This is out of 299. Rookie patch auto with just a plain blue, what we call a napkin patch here, sticker auto, $48 in auction today. Or an Obsidian, which I have ranked just above a set like Illusions, right around that certified type range, out of 199, $51. Even a college uniform rookie auto, non-serial number card, going for $21 in a buy it now. Optic Red Star selling for $55 today. Big buy it now spike going on right now for Amon-Ra St. Brown. And as he knows all too well himself, he doesn't have nearly the supply as the other first and second round wide receivers from 2021, like a Ja'Marr Chase. So, you know, when you look at these Amon-Ra cards, like this beautiful Spectra blue, look at all the color match and the three colors and the patch there out of 60, selling for $130. Makes that a pretty impressive transaction. Or the Panini Black, serial numbered out of 50, $120. Now, he was really hyped coming into the season, as you can see in this Panini Black that sold at the beginning of the season for $100. So I think his best prices may be had in the playoffs, but he is ascending. He's on his way there because the volume sold is a precursor for the prices going up. I'm going to give the number 8 nod to Tommy DeVito this week, rookie quarterback for the New York Giants. Now, this is the catch with Tommy, right? You can see people are buying the Sage for $41 in a buy it now. This today. Look at all these Sage rookie cards selling in a lot. I just hope that these are collectors that are going to stash Tommy DeVito in their personal collection because, look, yes, he had a good game. He went 18 completions, 246 yards and 3 touchdowns with 0 interceptions. He gets the win over the Commanders. But, B, the Commanders are one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And the Giants, as of right now, have the number 5 overall pick next year. They are bad. So they really shouldn't be winning games. And even if they do, they probably will still get a top first round draft pick. And they're going to draft a quarterback. So the thing is, if you're buying these for $60 and $65, these Sage cards that are unlicensed with no logos and one of the lowest ranking possible sets in my rankings, and because this is really all there is for Tommy DeVito right now, look, once other cards come out for Tommy, you're going to be looking at more like this Hendon Hooker range. And Tommy's not even as good as Hendon Hooker. And Hendon Hooker's on the Lions. That card for Hendon Hooker now, $12.50. That's where that Tommy DeVito card should be selling, or even that Aiden O'Connell range of $15. And Aiden O'Connell is starting right now. So take that into consideration. Yes, Tommy DeVito has gone up a lot in the past week since this game, in the past actually 24 to 48 hours. But, I mean, honestly, you need to be on the selling end of Tommy DeVito right now. All right, so number 9 and 10 are going to be more honorable mentions. Actually, I have 9, 10, 11, 12. But they're more honorable mentions because the prices really haven't gone up, because these are guys like Calvin Ridley, I'm going to talk about here at number 9, that were more hyped coming into the season, that have been so quiet, that have really just gotten a good, favorable matchup this past week and had a big game. Calvin Ridley's a prime example, man. This Titans defense is so soft. It had to be expected. This was an easy bounce back game for them. Calvin Ridley goes 7 receptions for 103 yards, gets 2 touchdowns. We knew this big game was coming. Trevor Lawrence, a nice bounce back with 119.5 passer rating. So this was an easy secondary, but really was a Optic Hollow rookie auto serial numbered out of 99 PSA 10 for $130. This is going to be one of the lower prices that you find for Calvin Ridley. And you can kind of see that across the board. You look at his 180-a-day trend, some nice scarcity from 2018. So his base cards are definitely in play, like things like Optic Hollow. We just looked at the Optic Hollow Auto. We got more sold data on the actual Optic Auto here. Look at that one-year trend or even the six-month trend. And just go back to the beginning of the season, 180 till now 42. That makes him a good buy for sure, because a big game like this could definitely happen in the playoffs. Although I do think weapons like Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram are probably better players at this point in their career than Calvin Ridley. He just happened to get a good, easy matchup this week and definitely capitalize on it. And same thing with Trevor Lawrence. Definitely more, his prices were higher heading into the season. Same thing with Justin Fields. I put Justin Fields at number 10. Maybe put him at number 10 or as an honorable mention. My other number 10 honorable mention we'll talk about here in just a second. Let's look at some of the trends on Justin Fields. If you look at his orange laser, which I really like. So down only 4% in the past 30 days. You had this nice $100 buy it now yesterday, right? Big game. Comes out. Rushes the ball for 18 times for 104 yards. It's 5.8 yards per carry. Got the connection with DJ Moore back. Right back in the fold. Almost won this game, in fact. They were leading the Lions there in the beginning of the game. But they ultimately lost. He had 105.2 passer rating. So I think ultimately Justin Fields obviously really good. We know that. They had a nice little volume spike like you can see in this buy it now. But, man, go look at the top buy it nows for this card, which is definitely one of the more popular cards of the peak. July 29th, we had a $370 one. Heading into the season, September 11th, we had a 235, and the buy nows have just fallen off to now we got $100. And $100, wow, that's good, because it's, if you look at the low for the auction, that is $71. Such a smash buy there, because this card is so popular. As you can see, 610 PSA 10s too. A lot of people love grading the card. It's got some nice scarcity. It's color matched. The laser parallel, super popular. So you can see it ranked really high for a parallel, you know. Blue scope as well. Blue scope, obviously very popular there as well. So you look at 2019 Tony Pollard rookie card, who finally finds the end zone this week. And Dallas has won 4 of their last 5. They're in a lot of positive game scripts. Deron Bland. Actually, you know, two guys that could be on here from the defensive side is Deron Bland. Now up to 4 pick sixes on the year. Just absolutely incredible run that he's gotten. Panini Chronicles Photogenic. This is a rookie card here, 2022. Deron Bland doesn't have many cards, but man, this guy is balling out right now for the Dallas Cowboys. And you can see quite a few people. Look at all these buy it nows, including this one that sold today. Blue orange, serial numbered out of 35. Got that bottle opener die cut look, which is just ugly. But, you know, it is a serial numbered rookie card for Deron. And without many, your options are very limited here. So, you know, I think that's pretty much it. Those two variations. This one sold yesterday too. $200 gold. Disco Prism out of 10, PSA 8. It doesn't matter. That's just gold out of 10. It's going to sell for a couple $100. So really nice transaction. The non-serial number 18, that one sold for 55. That's definitely going to be up compared to his all-time lows. And then Aiden Hutchinson is a dog. If I had to pick another defensive player from yesterday besides, like, TJ Watt to get another sack, Miles Garrett, obviously he's clutch for the Browns and their wins. But Aiden Hutchinson, critical factor, got the game ball from Dan Campbell yesterday. Aiden Hutchinson, beautiful signature as well. I love that penmanship, the big H in the Hutch. You got his Silver Prism auto here, selling to buy it now for $55. His all-time low on that was the beginning of the season at $24. So there's a nice little double up on Aiden Hutchinson, Silver Prism auto. Definitely relevant in the hobby. Defensive edge rushers, I would rank over defensive backs like Deron Bland, but when he has got so few rookie cards, man, it's just, you know, hey, it's going to happen. And then another honorable mention, you could put it like that number 10 category, is 2018 Courtland Sutton, who had massive game last night. Very impressive catches, including the game winner. Went 4 for 66 and that game winning touchdown. The Broncos have now won 4 in a row for the first time since 2016. The 5-5 record has them very much alive in the AFC, and they have two huge games coming up. They've got the Browns and the Texans. So two big time games. And there's going to be a lot of focus. Let's filter by ended recently to see what people have been buying from Courtland Sutton most recently. Immaculate RP out of 99 for 50. Not bad. I would gander to say that is probably close to the floor. There probably could have been some auctions that ended for a little bit lower. Red, white, and blue Prism PSA 10 for 75. Now, that's a really nice card. It's unfortunate. Got rid of the rookie card logo on certain parallels in 2018, like when they put the auto on there. So in this case, this card sold for only $75. That's definitely going to be pretty close to the floor for a card like that. So in fact, you can see this $50 Immaculate RPA is one of the lowest. There's a couple auctions that closed back on October 27th, October 29th, but they're horizontally formatted. And that's definitely a big factor on why they went so low here in that $20 range. But yeah, most of the time that card is going to be at least 50, maybe a little bit more, as you can see. Some of these other Immaculate auctions, National Treasures out of 99, November 9th for 31. But this Denver Broncos team very much alive. Courtland Sutton very much alive. Now let's look at my man Davis Matic here on Twitter and see what other major takeaways we've got for you guys from a fantasy football standpoint. Jalen Tolbert gained even further on Michael Gallup in 11 personnel. Awesome. Great to see it. Panthers smoked again. Yeah, we know Frank Reich is hot. He's about to get fired there. Miles Sanders pulled back into a 50-50 timeshare. That is interesting because Miles Sanders was all but dead before this past week. Unreal 15 out of 40 targets for David Njoku due to a very low ADOT for Dorian Thompson-Robinson in his second start. 12 carries for each Browns running back. A clear 50-50 split this week. DTR, very little as a passer, did add 20 yards on 3 rushes. That's what he's going to have to do, man, behind that line. So DTR, I mean, yeah, a little bit of sold volume in the market, but not much. Jalen Warren, mega explosion. You know, Kenny Pickett still sucks. Jahmyr Gibbs got him another touchdown. Definitely a top 10 running back there. If he is a lot lower than guys like Tank Dell, you want to gobble him up, especially with the playoffs coming up for the Lions. And the running back position is volatile. So if Montgomery goes down again, then, you know, for example, look at the Bears. Devonta Foreman start over Herbert, but it hurt his ankle. And Herbert comes in. So that's Herbert. That's Roschon. And if it's a rotation, these injuries can weed out some of these guys. But, yeah, Christian Watson's season is a nightmare. Jordan Love got a bounce back, like almost like a consolation prize win. Jaden Reed was the big winner from that game. Jaden Reed definitely had a monster game there. Carries, touchdowns, receptions. Yeah, Quentin Johnson is dead to me. He is just so bad. Quentin Johnson sucks, man. Just two bad drops. Ugh, the Chargers do stink. Tank Dell is him, talked about him. Tight three wide receiver rotation for Arizona. Brown, Dortch, Moore. Yeah, Rondell Moore had that monster touchdown. Kyler Murray playing really good right now. You can tell the Cardinals are going to be all into him. I don't see them drafting another quarterback to replace Kyler. That's just my my thoughts there. We had the big game for Ridley. Levis was brutal. Will Levis was brutal on third downs. He's not in the top 10 this week. I mean, that first week that he started was the time to sell him. Fortunately for Devon Achane and the Dolphins, immediately hurt his knee. That sucks. Another disappointing outing from Jalen Waddle. Tyreek Hill steals the show. Big target game for Davante Adams, but not enough to get them to a win. The Giants score 31 points, and Tommy DeVito, we talked about him. Huge workload for Brian Robinson with Gibson out. Yeah, it's great for fantasy, but not so good for cards. Purdy, we talked about him. He was number one this week. Cade Otton is always on the field. Rashad White playing really good. Mike Evans scoring touchdowns. That is exactly what he does. Some nice data there for Mike Evans. Sold volume and out of 2014. Another incredible wide receiver draft class there. Speaking of Davante Adams and Mike Evans. Zero targets for Gabe Davis. He ain't the guy. Gabe Davis is such a fun debate. Kincaid is the guy, though, man. Kincaid is the guy. Yeah, the Jets are on a three-quarterback rotation at this point, and we do not know who's going to start Friday against the Dolphins, but interesting. Watch out for this for the Rams. Expect a bigger boost from Puka Nacua moving forward if Cooper Kupp is going to miss extended time on the Rams, just like at the beginning of the season. All right. Ken Walker suffering a legit oblique injury. This will be the time for Zach Charbonnet, who is a rookie, to shine. That's an interesting one. Early week note there for you guys. Javonte Williams, a stud. Alexander Mattison did get a 50-50 load, even though he suffered a concussion the week before, which was interesting because that typically doesn't happen. But he got, and even though Ty Chandler ran very well last night, 7.3 yards per carry on 10 rushes. He's an honorable mention going up. I got an offer in one of my Ty Chandlers right now. So, all right, guys, we're out of time. Make sure you check out footballcardquest.com. Go premium. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Turn on those notifications. We'll be back tomorrow with Carter. I hope you guys have a great day. Peace.